This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lottery officials confirming that someone who purchased a Mega Millions ticket in South Carolina holds a winning ticket for last night's record drawing, the jackpot worth $1.5 billion. Mega Millions spokesman Gordon Mendicia says, that's about all we know, though, for now.
I was on the phone with the director from South Carolina this morning already, and I think they'll be at least announcing what store sold the ticket before noon today. But at this point, it's still up in the air.
The winner can take the cash option of about $900 million. A caravan of over 7,000 Hondurans already on its way up towards the U.S. border, but more migrants could be heading this way from Central America soon. The Department of Homeland Security confirming a second migrant caravan is now being organized in El Salvador. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Dozens more people are getting sick from eating salmonella-tainted beef. The CDC reporting 63 more people have gotten ill from eating the contaminated ground beef that's been recalled. It brings the total so far to at least 120 people in more than two dozen states who've been impacted. The beef distributed by an Arizona company was sold by a number of national chains from Walmart to Sprouts and Fry's. The first female Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has announced that she's in the early stages of dementia and will be withdrawing from public life. Her son, Jay O'Connor, says his mother has a message for America.
By better appreciating and understanding our common heritage and the values that are most important, we can re-energize Americans to realize that we're all on the same team and we can all achieve things, better things working together.
He spoke on Fox News. Sandra Day O'Connor is 88, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The California Catholic Conference now being sued on claims it deliberately hid credible sex abuse accusations against over 200 priests in that state. A lawyer and former priest saying yesterday the cases all involve priests in the Archdiocese of San Francisco and the Diocese of Oakland and San Jose. Wireless phone company T-Mobile says it will donate $10,000 to hurricane relief for every home run hit in the World Series. It's the part of the company's Home Runs for Hurricane Recovery initiative. Boston's Eduardo Nunez hit a three-run homer last night in the Red Sox 8-4 win over the Dodgers, the Sox getting off to a one-game-to-none lead in the Fall Classic. Diddy, former rapper turned entrepreneur, is helping kids in New York City get a better quality education now. He announced on Instagram yesterday he's pledging $1 million to build a charter school in the Bronx. The school for 6th and 7th graders is scheduled to open next September. And the world's oldest intact shipwreck is said to be lying at the bottom of the Black Sea, according to researchers from the Black Sea Maritime Archaeology Project, who say they discovered the ancient Greek trading vessel near Bulgaria after 3 years of surveying over 700 miles. They say oxygen-free conditions underwater preserved the ship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Top of the hour, and just like that, you got me again, just the way you like me, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us is the guy who takes all the liberal bullets he can handle. He is so thick-skinned. It's just academic for you, Steve Cortez. I think you're, what are you, part armadillo or something? What's the deal here?
Well, thanks for having me. Hey, listen, I hope that I'm thick-skinned and not thick-headed, right?
No.
But, you know, no, listen, I'm happy to do it. I try to be a happy warrior.
Yes.
You know, we've got really serious things to fight about for this country, but I always try to do it in a way that persuades people rather than just bash them over the head. And I try to not imitate sometimes the tactics of liberals who want to do just that. You know, the liberals claim to be tolerant, but in fact they're anything but when it comes to thought, which is the most important kind of tolerance there is, right?
Exactly.
So I'm always happy to get into the fight and debate because we have a country to save, Bill.
Well, without a doubt, it is about jobs, not mobs, and there's a clear delineation between the left that is pulling harder left and leaving behind, dare I say, the middle-of-the-road Democrats. They just don't recognize their party anymore, do they, Steve?
You know, no, I really think that's true. You know, on my mother's side, I come from Irish immigrants, and they were longtime Democrats, staunch Democrats. They would never recognize, you know, they were FDR and JFK kind of Democrats.
Right.
They would never recognize the Democratic Party of today, because their party was about patriotism and workers and labor unions, and something that, frankly, I wouldn't subscribe to, but certainly in terms of the ethos of the party, was very much an America First party. And it is not that anymore now. Now it's a party of globalism, of crony interests. And I think worst of all, it's a party of division. It's a party that is so taken and obsessed with identity politics that they only really see us now, not as individuals, not as Americans, not as people with minds and souls, but instead as people who fit into a neat category based on ethnicity, you know, slash race and gender. And then that's about it. And to them, nothing else really matters. And you belong in these buckets. And it's really a sad way to view our country, to view our society. Thankfully, I think Trump represents a revolt against that kind of thinking. But it's still, it's a battle. It's a cultural battle and a political battle we're waiting.
Well, it's what Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking, and we got to get rid of that stinking thinking. That isn't the kind that expands everybody, expands this country, and you know, continues to enlarge our family members as well. Steve, you know, the Democrats have really embraced an entitlement mindset, not only for the entitled that they believe, but also themselves. They just feel it's they're entitled to be in power, and as their former standard bearer said, look it, you want us to be civil, then give us the keys to the car again, and then we'll stop throwing a fit, right?
Wasn't that unbelievable? You know, I have to say, as much as I can't stand, you know, her comments and her philosophies, and I am an American, I recoil when I hear those kinds of things about almost bargaining with the people. You know, we'll be civil if you hand us the keys of the kingdom. I mean, no, that's not the way it works. Civility should be the starting point. But I have to say this, as a partisan, as a Trump guy, as a Republican, I actually take some perverse joy in hearing her talk that way, because she's revealing who they are. She's taking the mask off, the veil off, and showing us what they're about, which is just pure power politics. And civility be damned, reputations be damned, the truth be damned. You know, it's all about how do we get from A to Z, and Z is power. And, and you're so right about that entitlement mindset. We saw that in 2016. I mean, I think Hillary Clinton thought it was a coronation. She really did. Certainly the mainstream media did. And that's why when we won our incredible electoral upset, our triumph, which honestly didn't surprise me, not by the end anyway. I was doubtful until pretty late, but then I really believed, you know, late in the game. But it absolutely astounded so many people within the media elites and political elites of this country, because, again, they bought into that entitlement mindset. Well, she just has to be, right?
Exactly.
The President of the United States.
Yeah, first woman and all this good stuff, glass ceiling, everything. And then if you if you're a woman and you didn't vote for her, Madeline Albright says there's a place in hell for you. Gosh, I'm telling you, all that stuff. And of course, let's throw in a deplorable comment here and there, too, just to really alienate yourself further. But, you know, look what's happening, Steve. Again, in 2016, Donald Trump's out there, thousands of people coming to his rallies. Here we are 2 years later, thousands of people coming, filling up stadiums. Barack Obama can't even barely get 2,000 people at UNLV. Are you kidding me? 750 at Anaheim Stadium. And you and I talked about the last time we got together. You know, so this thing's really falling flat, and it's no wonder now we're starting to hear the Democrats are getting nervous. They could only hope for some possibility, something good to come out of this midterm election. But I'm like you more and more. I am thinking the Democrats, they don't hand the gavel to Nancy Pelosi, not because she's not there in the position, it's because they're not going to be the majority party in the House.
Well, yeah, I sure hope and pray you're right. I believe you're right. I do. We got to keep working. We've got 2 weeks to go. We've got to work really hard. We've closed the gap tremendously, though. And I have to say the Democrats unwittingly helped us close that gap. And I think primarily by the Kavanaugh hearings. I think that was such a just deplorable. Talk about deplorable. I don't want to use that word, because I now like the word deplorable after Hillary used it. So how about this? That was such a reprehensible display. In those hearings, of the underhanded tactics of the Democratic senators, particularly Senator Feinstein, how dishonest and abusive and just totally unfair they were. And the American people saw that. It rallied our side, and I think it convinced a lot of independents that, hey, number one, we don't need to give power on Capitol Hill to these people. But also, number two, that if we do, they're going to – this is dress rehearsal for impeachment, and I firmly believe that. I wrote articles about that on Real Quick Politics. What we saw in the Kavanaugh hearing was just a taste of how awful they will get if they impeach the president, and I believe they would, and he would then have to go on a show trial in the Senate. That would be much like the Kavanaugh hearings, but many factors worse. So let's avoid all of that by reelecting Republicans and electing in the House, I believe, a much better speaker. Listen, I'm critical of Republicans, and I think Speaker Ryan, he did some good things. Tax cuts were amazing. But he was not very helpful, in my opinion, to the Trump agenda. I think we're going to get a much better speaker. Perhaps McCarthy, there's some other great candidates as well, Jim Jordan, whoever it is, I think we're going to get a much better, more conservative, more Trumpian speaker of the House, as long as we give the majority to the Republicans. And then we can do some great things in 2019, including middle class, more tax cuts for the middle class.
Middle class,
and building
the wall. Yeah, I know the president announced that 10% middle class additional tax, and hopefully we can firm it with the right majorities in the House and Senate. Then we can secure that and make it permanent, not temporary.
Right. No, and I think that's critical that we do this. And look, what I'm trying to tell people is, you know, on the negative side, the Democrats showed you who they were. And on the negative side, look at this caravan, what's going on in Mexico right now, and the need for real border control, immigration control, both at the border and internally. These people, again, they're showing their hand, even though they shouldn't, the Democrats. They want to eliminate ICE. I mean, that's an increasingly popular trend, and not just within the outskirts of their party, you know, just some wacko fringe elements. I mean, from sitting senators, governors, and big city mayors. They're increasingly becoming the power, the party, of open borders and the ones to eliminate ICE. So that's the negative side that we have to avoid. And then on the positive side, I'm trying to persuade voters and motivate them to the incredible progress we've seen over the last almost 2 years. It's terrific. It's making America more confident, more prosperous, more secure. But we can accelerate all of that if we give the president what he needs, which is solid Republican majorities in the House and Senate in 2019.
Got to send in reinforcements. Steve Cortez is with us. More from him after the break. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America's Promise, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, is with us. And Steve, as you were saying, the president needs reinforcement. The country needs reinforcements. Many on the left side did not understand. They're still in a quandary, scratching their heads, going, how did 26 seen happen. They don't understand Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, and they're not going to let go of it easy. And to me, that's clear, and this is why things are tightening up. You have that enthusiasm. Of course, they talk about the enthusiasm gap, but I'm sorry I can't have a lot of faith in the polls, because as they did for Donald Trump, remember, their thumb was all over the scale. Hillary, you know, 90%. She was 90% in. Well, where are those people now? For some reason, they live another day, and they come in. New prognostications, and you go, look at, you weren't too good 2 years ago, so what have you done different to make you better with your prognostications for 2018?
Right. No, and listen, and I agree, of course, I'm always skeptical of polls, but I will tell you where I think polls are relevant and useful is the trend, I think, does tend to matter. So the outright number could very well be wrong. I think normally is, because most of the pollsters, and certainly the ones that are commissioned by major media, they are skewed. The thumb's on the scale. You know, they oversample. And their turnout models oversubscribe Democrats and liberals. But having said that, the direction of the poll, the trend of the poll, I think still matters. And thankfully, the trends are going decidedly toward Republicans. So I take heart from that. But we can't get complacent, because you're right, too. The president needs reinforcements. You know, if I can borrow something from the sports world, you might remember a few years back, Tom Brady, after he had a really tough loss, his wife got in a little trouble, Gisele Bundchen. She said he can't throw the passes and catch them, right?
That's right.
And she took a lot of heat for that, for saying that. But she was right defending her guy. Right. And, you know, that's the case with the president. He can't throw the ball and catch it, right? On some issues, he can, thank goodness, things like deregulation. Mostly, you know, foreign policy, for the most part, he has basically free reign, and he's doing amazing things there, trade deals especially. That he can do basically on his own. But there's a lot of things he just, unfortunately, from my perspective, he has to have the Congress. And the wall, taxes, making those cuts permanent and better for the middle class, all of those things require the Congress. We need to send him, you know, he's Tom Brady. We need to send him the receivers he needs on Capitol Hill.
He is the franchise player. There's no doubt about it. You know, and what's happening, Steve, what I'm starting to realize here is watch some of these guys, McConnell, even Ryan, even though he's kind of checked out a little bit, but some of these other guys, guess what? They're starting to grow a backbone. And the reason they're doing that is because the president is showing them, hey, this is what a backbone looks like.
Yeah, you know, and I also think the Democrats got so terrible, particularly in the Kavanaugh hearings, that also caused a lot of Republicans to find their spine all of a sudden, right?
Yes.
And Lindsey Graham is the best example of that. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who, quite frankly, has frustrated me for years. Mm-hmm. He's not really my kind of Republican, or at least he wasn't. But boy, he sure seems to have found his gumption lately. And so you're exactly right. I think they're learning from both how bad the Democrats have acted and how poorly they've acted, and then on the positive side, following the strong leadership of the president. And, you know, also, that's not just my opinion that he's doing better. Talk about their polling, which, again, I think is often skewed, but the trend matters. You've heard almost nothing this week in mainstream media about the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which shows presidential approval at the highest of his presidency. I heard crickets on that.
Right,
and
exactly.
You know, if it came out a bad number, they would have been singing it from the rooftop on every network.
2 points higher than Obama, same time. You know, take the comparative years going into a midterm. Obama was 2 points less. And, of course, he's out there still trying to get people to believe that it's not the Trump economy, it's the Obama economy.
Right. No, well, and that's just craziness, too. Look, things were absolutely slowly, you know, grindingly getting better out of the Great Recession during the Obama years. But things have accelerated since Trump got elected. And that, again, that's not my opinion. Look at the metrics. Wage growth taking off, small business optimism absolutely soaring. So what we're seeing now is a confidence out there in the country and wage growth that breeds that confidence that's real and palpable. And it changed literally November of 2016. No one else can take credit for it, neither the policy of it nor the spirit. It belongs to Donald Trump.
7.1 million new jobs in less than 2 years, Steve. Are you kidding me? I mean, well, maybe what happened is that wand, you know, that Harry Potter wand that Barack Obama was talking about, maybe Donald Trump found it, you know, and it was called Break the Chains Off the Neck of the Producers of This Country, Get the Regulations Out of the Way, and Let the Economy Heal Itself, right?
Yeah. No, amen. You know, unfortunately, we had become as a country almost, I think, accustomed to mediocrity when it came to the economy.
Sadly,
we really have.
Right.
It's a shame. You know, I've got teens. I have four kids. And none of them, until now, they have not seen America really grow. Now, you know, when you talk to millennials, right, people who don't remember the 80s and the 90s, they don't know what it's like to have a fast-growing, the galloping American economy, the excitement that that generates, the great things it does for our society, for families, for churches and charities, and, you know, all it does when our country's prospering, we're starting to see that again. It's been far too long since we've seen it, and we need to revitalize those spirits and that confidence and optimism, and it's happening.
And, Steve, I'm glad you brought that up again, because we talked about that the last time, that this generation, they haven't seen a robust American economy. It's no wonder these professors can dupe them into thinking that socialism is the answer. But what are the professors going to say when we're hitting 5-6 GDP and capitalism is doing what capitalism does?
Right. Well, thankfully, it'll make their indoctrination job harder. Right?
I would hope so.
You know, it better, yeah. No, listen, yeah. I'll tell you, I've got kids in high school, college, and grade school, sort of three levels of school, and unfortunately, I'm often doing damage control, particularly for the college student, on the kinds of things that she's hearing at universities. Yeah. But you're right, one antidote to that indoctrination is witnessing firsthand a fast-growing economy, great
exactly.
job prospects for them when they graduate, their parents doing better, all of that. So, yeah, let's do it. It's starting, but let's accelerate it with a good win in 2 weeks.
And that's the problem with the lie. It's unsustainable because the truth will hit it right smack dab between the eyes, and it sets it back on its heels where it should be. And there's enough proof historically, but the kids aren't getting that information. So they're going to get it firsthand, and we'll see what happens after, you know, these midterm elections. But meanwhile, as you were mentioning earlier, we've got this caravan rolling merrily down the road. Mexico, which we had hoped was going to be able to, stop the influx here, but what it's been doing is it's been metastasizing. And here it is now, what started out with what, a couple of hundred people is now 7,000 and growing. It's snowballing. And, Mexico says, well, here's our red. I mean, I think they must have used Barack Obama's red line, because it's that red line that keeps disappearing.
Right.
Here's our red line.
Right.
You guys can't go any further than this. And they go, oh, well, I meant this part. You can't go further than this. I mean, they're like
right.
bullfighters. And now it's just, olé, let them go through. And this, Steve, is going to be a mess if it hits our border. We cannot let this happen. President Trump has got to do something. Either he's got to go and put locks on all the gates and say, look, we're closed for business right now. Let the courts fuss and get crazy about it. But we need to slam the borders shut, just saying, hey, right now, until we get our acts together, we cannot process. It's going to be impossible for them to process 7,000. Probably by the time they get there, it could be 10, 12,000 people.
Well, right. And by the way, if you process them, you're just inviting more and more, right? So another caravan will be forming then, and then one behind that. So it'll end up being a carousel. I mean, look,
yes. We
can't do this. It's totally irresponsible. And by the way, it's also irresponsible. And listen, I have a lot of sympathy for people who live in tough places, who live in a country like Honduras and feel like they have no opportunity. It's a terrible thing. But if the United States were to say, we are going to accept everyone in the world who has a bad situation, guess what? We would then turn into that bad situation.
That's right.
Extremely quickly. And that doesn't help anybody. So I think two things. Number one, he needs to get tougher with Mexico, and I mean right now, and tell Mexico we have a lot of leverage on them, particularly when it comes to trade. My advice to the White House, I haven't spoken to the president himself, but I did speak to senior people in the White House, and I think we need to threaten Mexico with serious trade sanctions immediately if they don't start deterring this. And then if that doesn't work, and if they actually do get to our border, I think you're right, unfortunately. We have to totally lock the door, seal the border. And by the way, you know, I said this last time at CNN, and they totally mocked me. We don't lock the door at night in my home because I hate those on the outside. It's because I love those on the inside.
Exactly.
And that's how we have to think of it as a country. It's not that we hate Hondurans. We hate Latinos. I mean, I'm one myself.
Right.
And we're a nation of immigrants, of course.
Exactly.
But because we love those on the inside and we love American citizens first, that is our first priority as a country, we cannot allow ourselves to have people just break in and decide
exactly.
on their own. When they're going to become part of our country. You know, we're not xenophobic or racist to say we are going to determine, just as any person determines in their house or any
exactly.
university determines in its school, who gets in and what appropriate filters are used for admission. There's nothing wrong with admission standards. There's everything wrong with saying if you beat down the door, fine, you're in.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative on Bill Martinez Live. Steve, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lottery officials confirming that someone who purchased a Mega Millions ticket in South Carolina holds a winning ticket for last night's record drawing, the jackpot worth $1.5 billion. Mega Millions spokesman Gordon Mendicia says, that's about all we know, though, for now.
I was on the phone with the director from South Carolina this morning already, and I think they'll be at least announcing what store sold the ticket before noon today. But at this point, it's still up in the air.
The winner can take the cash option of about $900 million. A caravan of over 7,000 Hondurans already on its way up towards the U.S. border, but more migrants could be heading this way from Central America soon. The Department of Homeland Security confirming a second migrant caravan is now being organized in El Salvador. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13. The laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin there, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to be talking to you. Let's talk the caravan. Quite interesting. I say interesting. We shouldn't be surprised. You may have saw this Univision's Jorge Ramos, who's a dual citizen with Mexico and America. And, but, hey, his perspective is really, it's very hard to embrace because it's so biased and prejudiced. And here he's hurting the cause. He's not helping by not reporting, with some sense of objectivity here, refusing to accept that they're MS-13 gang members, that this, caravan of 7,000 people is a mixed group. And, you know, Sarah Carter even tweeted out yesterday, she's there in location and saw Europeans there, people from the Middle East. So it's like, who's lying here? Is Sarah Carter lying? Is Jorge Ramos lying? Is the mainstream media lying? Is this all just part and parcel of, hey, let's storm the border and cause more problems for Republicans and Donald Trump?
I don't know if it's a deliberate effort to cause more problems for Donald Trump or not. But the way that the caravan is continuing to grow as they head north is very, very concerning. And I've watched, I've seen videos of the people coming and trucks and buses are helping them out along the way. It's just concerning. And they're carrying flags of other countries as they walk away from their countries. Mm-hmm. These are people who are still, obviously, or at least some of them, the ones carrying the flag of other countries, are still proud of their other country, and yet they are coming to America, and some have reported they intend to seek asylum here, mm-hmm. which doesn't make a lot of sense. It's interesting that you mentioned Sarah Carter. We actually are promoting, and by promoting I mean just notifying our supporters of a new film that she has out.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to talk about that. This is this new documentary.
It's a 25-minute documentary called Not in Vain, and it's about the opioid crisis in America, and it covers how drugs come into the country, including across the southern border, but also the larger impact of what's going on with this opioid crisis. And President Trump today is going to be signing a bill to help address some of the problems with the opioid crisis. I really encourage everyone to go and check out this documentary. It's only 25 minutes long. It doesn't take very long at all to watch it. It's called Not in Vain.
And where can they go to check it out?
Actually, notinvain.com, V-E-I-N, not V-A-I-N.
Yes, right, exactly.
But notinvain.com.
Yeah, you'll want to check this out. And the thing is that, I mean, you talk about a perfect storm with this opioid crisis that's been going on. I mean, we have, you want to say hundreds of thousands of addicted patients that started out, they got a legal prescription, from their doctors. The doctors were told by Big Pharma, this is, this is going to help with pain. And in fact, it does. But let's read the fine print and see what happens in terms of the addictive attributes that come into play. So now you have all these people that are now addicted, looking for drugs. Their health care in terms of being able to provide for this is out in some cases. Some is that, the patient realizes they're in trouble. And so what do? They're in pain, and so they're scrambling. They can't get it legally. So now, they're roaming the streets trying to see what they can do. And here it is. And it's all part and parcel, just as you said, Jenny Beth. I mean, and this documentary will demonstrate to everybody and help you understand just how complex this is, that there's a lot of moving parts here. And I feel for those people who are addicted, that, we're part of the system. Doctors said, based on Big Pharma, that all this stuff. And, and this is what gives the wrong impression of capitalism and the greed of Big Pharma, because you've got these people in a terrible plight, and we're the ones carrying the day right now. We the people, it's out of our coffers that are paying to offset this. Now, what I've maintained is that probably 5-8 years down the road, there's going to be a big class action suit. Justice will come in, and we've got people dying from opioid overdosing. And all this tragedy that's going on that's tied into opioid abuse, and there's going to be a big lawsuit. They're going to get a lot of money, and like previously, a little bit of money is going to go to the people, to the victims, to the families. Most of it'll go to attorneys and lawyers' fees and the Justice Department. And this is a setup. I mean, we're back in that routine again. It's disgusting. But again, we need to go into this with our eyes wide open. And maybe there's something we can do about this before we get there 5-8 years down the road.
I think that you're exactly right. And I hope that it concerns me what you just said about there potentially being a lawsuit. I think that they're very, very good doctors, and they're drugs that help treat problems that, if used properly and not abused, are able to give us a better quality of life, especially right after after surgeries. Mm-hmm. But doctors now are beginning to learn more about safe prescribing and prescribing for 7 days at a time rather than a 30-day prescription. The Trump administration is trying to tackle the opioid crisis through three different avenues. Prevention and education is one. Treatment and recovery is another. And then the third is law enforcement. So the law enforcement aspect would be the DEA and border control and local police and all of the law enforcement agencies working together. But you can't solve the entire problem that way. And right. working on prevention and education is critically important, as is helping treat those who have become addicted so that they can recover and hopefully not have a relapse. And I'm glad to see that he's working on this. And really, until he brought it to such the forefront, I really didn't understand how much of a problem and what it is and how much it's impacting people across the country.
Yeah, you bring up an excellent point, because for so long, this is how we got to where we are. And this is, you know, for those of us that appreciate the great job that this president is doing, I've maintained, you know, the word for the day and the word that goes along with this president is exposure. He has exposed so many things. Opioid addiction and the crisis is just another one of those things. And, you know, to your point here, Jenny Beth, you know, we have to see, and I say we, the general context of we the people need to see, okay, are we helping or hurting the problem here? What's our contribution? Even when we talk about a border wall, are we adding to the success of, you know, protecting our border and securing our national security? Or are we allowing drugs to come over? Are we inviting, you know, the drug cartels? You know, because their argument is, hey, because you darn Americans are all a bunch of addicts, I mean, you are part and parcel. Now, you might rankle at that and say, well, you know, that's pretty pretty convenient for you to use that argument, but it hurts because part of that's true.
Yeah, that is correct. And I think the word you just used, exposure, is a really good word.
Mm-hmm.
Very good word.
Well, that's what we've seen in the last 2 years, and with the midterms coming, Jenny Beth, look at you know, the question is, if you want more of the same, and you want a president who is going to fight for your civil rights and fight for a government of, for, by we the people, based on our U.S. Constitution, it is a clear decision, and we need to send reinforcements. We need to send, as he says, Republicans, you know, to the Beltway, so that we can continue to enjoy the wins that we've been enjoying. Right, Jenny Beth?
That is
from
exactly
Grace Works
right.
Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Humana. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the health or prescription drug plan best suited for them. With the right information and resources, selecting the right Medicare plan can be made easier. Jeffrey Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment for the Medicare Advantage Plans at Humana.
It's important to have all the right information when choosing the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
Humana is committed to helping people achieve their best health. For more, visit humana.com/Medicare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization and standalone prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on plan renewal.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Like you can't figure this out for yourself. Like, you know, there's no such thing as common sense that, you know, he can't handle the affairs of, you know, for our family and even our government better than what our government has been doing. I mean, gosh, anybody can, you know, put together problems that, you know, to where you find yourself at $22 trillion in debt. Doesn't take much of a genius to do that. The genius is required to fix the problem here, don't you say? Hey, the Washington Post recently, you know, delivered a piece, which is consistent with the talking points of what the left had been saying, that suburban women are expected to play a huge role in the coming midterm elections. But before you get totally convinced of what they would want you to believe, Kimberly Fletcher joins us. She's the president of Moms for America and the Moms March movement. And she argues that there is a mama bear wave coming that will truly make history. Kimberly Fletcher, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I'm excited to hear about the mama bears because I believe that it is, you know, it's mama bears. It is conservative women that the polls seem to ignore. They want to not measure. I think that certainly women who have come out of college maybe have been indoctrinated like the men, have a certain viewpoint. But there's nothing like experience to slap them right straight in the face to say what you've been chewing on for the last 4 years to get your degree is, you know, now smells like a bunch of manure because it is not aligning up with the facts of life, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, they're having trouble getting jobs. They're having trouble paying their college bills, and they're realizing that all the indoctrination that they got isn't providing for themselves or their families. And so I think they are waking up, but we've been marginalized as the moms and the burbs, you know, we've been marginalized for some time. And as I've traveled the country, I've literally been blown away in the last few years at the sheer number of God-loving conservative women who not only don't vote, but don't register, aren't even registered to vote. And the reason why is because they see things like what happened with the Kavanaugh debacle, and they're like, that's politics, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. And they equate their vote with that. And so now they're starting to realize, no, them not voting is what causes that.
Right.
And they're starting to realize this is our voice for our values, and we can't march, you know, we can't leave our families to fight for our families.
But we can go to our neighborhood poll and we can vote these people out.
Amen. Kimberly, you know, to your point here, traditionally, people of faith, about 50%. I mean, if you go to church and you just think 50% of the people there in the pews will actually bother to register to vote. Now, these are people who are people of faith. They say they believe in the Bible. Many read the Bible. And it's real clear. God calls us to be an agent of change. We are to be that bastion of truth for society. And when you look back 2 years ago in 2016, record numbers of evangelicals and people of faith, Catholics, came out and really, and I believe, saved the country. But they cannot think that this is a one-and-done deal. This is a process. It took many years for the elites to take over our country and to convince many that this is not a government of, for, by the people. I mean, to listen to Hillary Clinton, you know, if you want civility to return to this country, then you need to give her the keys to the car and let them drive again. And, of course, we know what they did in the previous 8 years under Barack Obama. And, yes, I want to tell you, Virginia, the economy that we're experiencing in no way is the Barack Obama economy. Okay, let's get that straight, because that's another lie that's being perpetrated on you right now.
You know, one of the big problems with those of us who are fighting for freedom and liberty is we focus on our families and our homes, and we've been living freedom, and we love it, but we've forgotten to protect and preserve it. And so we just want everything to just go back to normal.
Right.
Just kick something so that it will work and we can go back to our families.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are destroying our country, they're doing this by small little doses. And, I mean, just take, you know, Barack Obama is a great example. If he had 10 years ago made this national announcement that we're going to have boys can be girls and girls can be boys, everybody would have said, what, are you crazy? On all sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
But when he, you know, spent 8 years slowly introducing these little doses of craziness, and then now, you know, Johnny can become Sarah and Sarah can become Johnny, and this is being shoved on parents in schools. Their kindergartners are being taught this, and parents are freaking out, moms especially.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, how do you explain to your daughter that Johnny now is in the bathroom suddenly? Suddenly!
Right.
I mean,
and if you get the wrong pronoun, then you're sent to the principal's office. Talk about confusion and terrorizing our little kids. This is
right. Crazy.
Well,
it's happening on all fronts. I mean, what's happening to our kids is happening to us. If you're not politically correct and falling into the line that the left, the hard left, would want you to say, whether it's pronouns or whatever, then yes, you're going to be cited. And this is the America that we have right now. I think it is fitting that we're looking at another, in a sense, a revolution of sorts for the very souls, because the thing what you're talking about here, Kimberly, is beyond our families is we have our neighbors. We have neighbors that are lost right now. They're confused.
Yeah.
And they need direction. And consistently, when you look back in the history of this country, who have been the people to save the day for this country? It has been people of faith, because we know better. We understand the nuances and the virtue of the U.S. Constitution. We really do. I mean, that speaks to our heart and our soul in such a way. It lifts us up. It gets us excited that when we hear, I mean, it was like on the World Series, they were playing the national anthem. And I was telling a friend of mine, I go, and it was so special. I mean, it really, it gave me chicken skin. I was just so proud of, you know, our national anthem, you know, the MLB, the Major League Baseball players, the teams, the Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox, standing in reverence, respecting our flag, honoring the tradition of this country. It is so rich and so precious. How can we just allow a few number of people to take us hard left, abandon those principles? Men, our fathers, our sons, daughters, grandparents, great-great-grandparents over the years who have paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. How do we just throw that away?
I have to say, just devastated when I see people not realizing what it is that we have. And before you throw it all away, let's figure out what it is that we have. We have been dumbed down for generations. But I'm telling you, the two most powerful places where our voice has the greatest impact is in our home and with our vote. And if we teach our children why they stand, they will never question whether or not they should.
Right, exactly. Excellent point. Well, I got to tell you, I'm encouraged. I know our audience is, Kimberly, to hear your passion and to see that you've got to, you know, come, you know, women, and I say not only women, but the men have got to come out of their homes for just a bit and understand that what we're fighting for. Yes, we're fighting for our families, but you know, God-fearing people, what we always, it's more than our families. God calls us to, you know, to deal with the unlovable as well. You know, we've got to fight for the unlovable. Right. You know, they're like heading into a brick wall, and we just can't sit there and just let them crash and burn.
No.
You know, and we've maintained this that, you know, in this show, that it's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It's a we the people thing. It's an American thing. And that's what we need to apprehend once again, is the greater calling and cause of what being an American is all about.
And that's what unites us. The Declaration of Independence is our birth certificate. The preamble is our mission statement. And the Constitution of the United States is our bylaws. Those are the three things that should unite us as a people. And what we're doing right now is we are in triage mode. And we are literally fighting for the salvation of the Republic and our families and our freedoms and everything we hold dear. And just like, you know, the beloved story, it took every who in Whoville to save that village.
Yes.
It's going to take every God-fearing American to save the Republic. And right now, we have got to get out to the polls. I cannot express enough. There is a blue wave coming. These people, these women, these radical feminists that made that mess in Washington, D.C. 3 weeks ago, they are going to walk on glass to go to the polls to protect their right to kill their own children.
Yes.
That is not what the majority of the people in America want. They want their freedom. They want women actually want more time to spend with their children.
Right.
And so what we have to realize is that we can put up a big wall. And that's what I see this huge movement of mama bears are doing. They are getting registered to vote when they haven't been. They are already early voting. But it's going to be a nail biter to the end, and we are going to have to fight with everything we have. It will take every good American citizen who loves this country, loves their family, and loves their freedoms to save this republic and win this election.
Well, Kimberly Fletcher, president of Moms for America, the Moms March movement, it is time. We need the mama bears. And Kimberly, thank you so much. Gosh, I really appreciate it, and I know many are grateful, you know, for your passion, that you are, you know, letting go of the family for just a little bit to do something on a grander scale. I mean, after all, you know, Jesus told us that we're to influence Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. So it's not all about Jerusalem. It's, you know, just like what we have here. It's more than our families. It's more than our cities. It's more than our counties and our states. It's our country. And this is where we are. And mama bears come out in record numbers. If they want to join, you know, the mama bear movement here, what do you tell them, Kimberly?
I tell them to come to momsforamerica.us, sign the Declaration of Mothers that is our voice, our platform, what we want to see propelled through our culture. And just join the movement there, momsforamerica.us.
Yeah, the thing is, we're giving it to you straight here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the mainstream media would want you to believe that, you know, that moms, women, you know, they're not going along. They're all feminists. They're all those women that we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, as Kimberly was just saying. It's those women that we saw come out in numbers after the election of Donald Trump, led by Madonna, who said that she dreams of blowing up the White House. I mean, really? Come on. I mean,
there's such a small fraction of the populace. That's what people don't understand. They're like less than 1% of the American people, but they have the media as a megaphone, and the silent majority of mothers in America and the women in America are not heard. But this gives us an opportunity to be heard with our vote and our voice.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Kimberly Fletcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, Kimberly. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water.